Kansas City Tips Net for Wednesday, February 10th, 2021. Good evening and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net. This is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo. My name is Tim and I'm located in Groton, Connecticut. I will be your net control station for this evening. Membership in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for participation. All licensed radio amateurs are welcome to check into the net. Those that do not wish to check in are certainly welcome to listen. This net operates on the 147.060 MHz repeater with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. If needed, the secondary is 146.67, also with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. It is also available on Echolink as W1DX-R, that's Whiskey 1 Delta X-Ray-Romeo. This net is held each Wednesday evening starting at 7 p.m. local time with various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators as well as for the experienced amateurs. The purpose of the net is twofold. First, to provide a venue for presenting questions and obtaining answers and advice related to amateur radio. And secondly, to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators and to encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset the repeater. The TIPS net is a directed open net, and that means we call for a round of check-ins, and when we have everyone checked in, we'll go down through the list for comments and questions. During the check-ins, please state if you have any questions or comments for the net. We'll ask you for those questions or comments after everyone has checked in. The TIPS net is comprised of three sections. The first is the open net with rounds of questions and comments, as I just described. Second is a section for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest. And thirdly, there's an opportunity for those that wish to swap, sell, or are looking for amateur radio-related items. Unless otherwise directed, all communications should be directed to the net control station. When checking into the net, please say, "This is," then release your mic button and listen to ensure no one else calls at the same time you have. If they haven't, then press the mic button and slowly give your call sign phonetically, and then your name and location, and if you have a comment or a question. This is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net with Net Control Station, KC1TWR. We'll start taking check-ins now. Please come with your call sign slowly.
Here
Whiskey 1, Foxtrot Juliet Whiskey, Chuck in Groton, no questions. Okay, so far the net recognizes Kevin, KA6DDG, Dave, K1DCT, Tom, WE2RYV, Chuck, N1STX, Steve, NK1V, Jerry, NT1O, Kevin, KC1MVX, and Chuck, W1FJW. Any further check-ins at this time, please call now.
I could say that and say anything that made any sense. I mean, I could play it if it's in front of me, but and not very well even then. Trivial Pursuit, now, yes, I am a plethora of absolutely useless knowledge, except in Trivial Pursuit. So, if we wanted to do that some night, I'd be game, quote, quote, for that. But otherwise, you can pretty much do anything remotely, or over the last year, we've learned to. So, if we had to. So that's about it. I don't have any other questions or anything germane to the conversation. So back to net, K1DCT.
Involve it, or perhaps some drone racing.
and using the amateur frequencies for the control frequencies, since we are allowed to use much more power than some of the other people. I've been watching some YouTube videos about some guys out in Washington and Oregon and Utah and stuff, and he was making flights that were 100 miles in one direction coming back with foam gliders. So that could be an interesting bit of fun and games for that could involve ham radio, but not just for the sake of ham radio. Other than that, nothing is crossing the old noggin right now. N1SPX back to net.
W1SJW that convinced me to go for my general and such.
got me involved in all this stuff also. So with drones, you can use it. I don't know how we can make a game out of it that a number of us could enjoy simultaneously. And I've been trying to rack my brain. I like the idea of a game that we could all participate in somehow, or game. And I keep thinking to myself, trying to see if I come up with something, but I guess that's about it. Not much to offer.
No worries, do something.
something you just delved into and brought in what you could, and that's good. Okay, let's move on to Chuck, and maybe his imagination has taken hold, and he's thought of some games that involve that either are about amateur radio or involve it, but not a fox hunting type of thing. WNFJW, KC1TWR, that's internet.
Well, I do not know of any games that have a ham radio theme. However, I remember back when I was in college and automobiles were new, there used to be these weekend road rallies where you'd go to a given starting point and they had a tulip box portion where they give you a piece of map and with intersections drawn on it telling you which way to go, and they had all different clues as to where to go and when to get there. And I'm wondering if something like that could be incorporated into an APRS road rally where, you know, you turn your APRS radio on and let me reset. And you, find certain stations and then have to zero in on them. Something like that. Just a thought. Back to that. W1FJW.
Okay, thank you, Chuck. That's definitely a different twist on it, and sounds doable. Sounds like something that could be developed. That's interesting. Okay, so we've reached the end of the list. We just did a call out, so we're going to circle around to the top for the person who gave us this question. And I guess the question back to him is, what do you think of the answers? And is there any clarification needed on the question to help get another set of answers? KA6PDG, KC1TWR, and the tip of that.
Limit on how far you could go. problem with your radio transmissions. It's my understanding the FAA was clamping down on that sort of thing as of about a year or so ago, because, of course, some people just can't behave themselves. But very interesting thoughts brought up tonight, Tim, in response to my incy-wincy-teeny question. K6PDG, back to that. things go, I should point out that there are a lot of rules, as was pointed out, that thank heaven that, for instance, I believe it is, you have to keep it within sight. But also, for instance, myself, I live very close to an airport, and I think that even really increases the restrictions on what I would normally be able to do with a drone, unless I'm flying it inside my house. But we'll find out more about that later, I'm sure. So in the meantime, let's go to Chuck and see what he's been able to glean from all of this. N1SPX, KC1TWR, and the TIPSNET.
Let's do a call out, see if anybody else is out there would like to join us. If
if you'd like to join us on the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net, open all amateur radio operators. Please come now with your call sign. This is Kilo Charlie 1, Golf Quebec Zulu, Dan from Montreal.
Stuff will tune down there, and you could use that for
more serious fox hunt. But I think these days they go with high-frequency satellite stuff. But I'm not sure. Back to net, W1FJW.
KC1TWR, this is KC1GQZ. Well, I actually like the trivia questions. I actually, when I have a good propagation evening, I join the PAX and Mass net for a while because that's pretty much what they do. They do trivia for about an hour. They'll pick a subject and just kind of go around the table. It's interesting. It's something to learn, and you can do it even when the weather is bad. I wouldn't mind doing a little road course or hike course, something like that. Also, though, with the tags like you guys are talking about, maybe having different repeaters, you know, the instructions at that next stage that you can reach out to go find where your next tag is. That would be interesting for like a summer month or a nice weekend. This is KC1GQZ back to Net Control.
Got off the road and the car went zooming by.
100 miles an hour 2 seconds later, so that was a close call. I also had that happen to me on a runway once with a ham radio, but that's another story for another night. KU6BDG. Okay, thank you for that, Kevin. Very interesting. Any other last comments before we go into the next section, please call now.
Closing up the net for this evening.
Are there any last check-ins or comments or crosstalk? Please come with your call sign now.
Wishing everyone a good evening and 73.